Sonic. What is up, Board 8? Welcome to the Serious Business Podcast, because the Serious Board absolutely needs a serious podcast. I am your host, as always, Ice Hawk, and I am here to deliver the goods. We have quite a jam-packed show planned this week. I'm kind of surprised, but a lot to happen. Lots happened to you the year season. Chester's here. He's feeling feisty. Also feeling feisty tonight is my sidekick, Neon Reaper.
Feeling feisty. Woof. Take me for a walk.
No, don't say that word, dude. That's a bad word.
What? Walk? You want to go for a walk?
No, fuck you. Muted. Yeah, and Ed and Wiggs are out this week. I don't know what's going on with them. Possibly Wiggs is losing his virginity right now to Ed.
Really?
That's my theory.
Oh, never mind. Got my hopes up.
You wouldn't. We do. We Boardators do get excited when someone's about to lose their virginity, don't we? Like, got a poll for everyone. The Wigs this week, also here with one of his testicles in a little jar, is Alec.
Pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to own Wigs's testicle.
Well, if I had known that I was stuck with his radio job along with it, I probably would have made the bet. But
you get the pay too.
Oh yeah.
Nice pay alongside that Board 8 baseball commentary pay.
Yeah, and I hear there's great health benefits here too, aren't there?
Of course. And the guest host this week, after winning Survey Says, is Fulmo, up-and-coming user. Fulmo, what's up?
What's up, guys?
You ready for this, Fool?
Yeah.
Mo?
All Fool right. Is fine.
Okay. Fucking Chester, one second.
Luckily, Alec will edit all this out later.
Who the fuck?
No problem.
Who the fuck do you think
I am?
Making that gamer?
Yeah, it's like it's so hard to find a good mix on Board 8. Like, if you go on the show, you fucking get everything censored, including every time you swear, every time you talk bad about Endgamer, and then if you come on here, everyone's too lazy to edit anything. It's like, I just want a mix, you know? Why can't I have a mix? All right.
I think RKO Radio has that mix.
Not really. They have a nice balance, you know? They have Blazer on, give them Minority. They have Gays on.
Yeah, it's a whole melting pot.
Yeah, no females, though, I think. So, they'll have to work on that. We almost had End Girl on this week. That would have been nice. All right, so Fool, you've been on the board for a while, and you're just now starting to get popular. Do you think
yes.
It's solely because of the chat?
I think mostly, yeah. I mean, not just Board 8 chat, but Mafia chat. I started getting into Mafia chat, and yeah, basically.
What held you back in the past?
I think I first came to the board on, 2005, one of those contests. But, a year later, I got banned or something, and I didn't come back for, another year and a half. So that kind of halted the process. But then once I came back, I started getting into Mafia, and then it was just uphill from there.
Then it was a choo-choo train of people getting on the bandwagon.
Yeah.
I still like the theory that it was racism holding you back in the past.
I mean, it's always racism.
Yeah. Would you say you are a douche?
I don't think... Well, depending on your definition of douche, I think I could be one, but... I mean, I don't troll to just to annoy people, really. Like, there's always some sort of constructive sub-motive behind everything.
You always mean well.
No, not necessarily. But, I always have... I'm always trying to teach something. You know? Because I have so much... information to impart.
Fulmo, the great teacher. That's what we should call you.
Bettering the board through trolling.
Put that in your damn sick. Fulmo, the great teacher.
The professor, maybe.
Possibly. You're a big fan of adding Boardators on Facebook, correct?
Yes.
Got any dirt for us? Just anything you've come across?
I mean, like, people don't really do much on Facebook. I mean, you have Ulti's political statuses and all that, where he has his, like, family members come and argue, and it's basically like a Bored 8 topic.
So he does the same thing he does on Bored 8 on Facebook?
Yes. Yeah. Ulti... No, like, he lives.
Ulti trolls his own family.
He was the best troll board.
No, yeah, he does. He does.
But yeah, Ulti doesn't own Facebook by accident, you know?
This is the best part of the podcast.
Anyone else? Hasn't Murr? How about Murr? Didn't he just have a big gay debate on his? Just is he the center of drama and gay attention? On his
you know, Murr, like, I've had him added for, like, a month, which is not much compared to my other people. But, he has a lot of statuses, and he has a lot of friends.
Oh, God.
And, like, he argues with his friends a lot, because most of them are idiots. And they're like, he's got racist friends, he's got people who hate gays, he's got all kinds. So he's always arguing. So it's pretty enjoyable, his Facebook wall.
So that was a good add to your collection.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And he's got, like, a bunch of weird photos. Like, there's this one album where he's, like, posing with this really hot redhead chick, and he's got this, like, fake heart. And it's got, like, chocolate syrup dripping out.
Can
you
post that one?
Okay, let me find it.
The one... I kind of want to do this. I see why Endgamer and Charton are so creepy now.
Yeah, I got Endgamer on here, too.
Who doesn't Endgamer have? Like, seriously, that guy just adds everyone. Why doesn't he shave his beard, on a side note? It's a pretty ugly beard.
He has the dual-color beard. It doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Reelo.
All right.
He's still a virgin, right? I mean, he doesn't on his Facebook. Does Endgamer have like any girls that are like, "Hey, buddy"? No, he doesn't.
But he's probably got those.
I don't even have to add him. I know,
dude. Those fat Mario Kart 64 bitches, man. They on that.
I mean,
like it was his birthday like 3 weeks ago, and like 10 people posted. That's it.
Yes. And one of them was you.
No, like yeah, half of them were B8ers.
And the other half were Mario Kart 64 aficionados, I assume.
Probably.
He could probably edit together a sex tape, though, so, you know, he doesn't...
What do you need? What else do you need? All right. Anything you want to promote or anything, Fulmo? Anything you want to talk about?
Promote Bored 8 Chat, I guess. Doesn't really need promotion, but, like, yeah.
You guys aren't selective about, like, promoting the chat, like, I mean...
No, see, like, Murr tried to make some topics... every once in a while, and, like, it never worked because people are like, oh, this is stupid. Because, like, they are stupid, so they just don't understand.
They just don't understand the brilliance.
Yeah. Promoting on the board doesn't really attract the right kind of people.
I saw Anagram in the chat earlier, though. Maybe you guys are promoting too well.
I have not seen him on here.
He was on a little earlier. It's like, I forget what his name is, but, yeah. And then you have Bio Lizard, obviously. So, you know, it's all
Yeah, I mean, Bio is fun on the chat, I guess.
To make fun of?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, I mean, yeah. He's like the Pierce of the group, to make a community reference.
All right, let's move on to User of the Year. It's been a couple weeks since we recorded, so a lot's happened. Round 2 is over. Just a quick run through some of the major Round 2 storylines. Aveir raped Nevis with a 79%. Do you guys think Aveir is back to his original standing of being like a pretty sure top 20-er, even with the layoff? Alec?
No. I have.
No. Neon, let's go to Neon. He has an opinion.
Yeah.
He actually has an opinion on something. I want to hear it.
No, I didn't. I don't think so. I think it's a case of Nevis being Nevis, hasn't been around for a while, wasn't necessarily well-liked. Aveir kind of popped in a little bit, talked about saving bacon, reminded people that he made a game, and I don't know, weak opponent. I probably would have got a 95 on Nevis.
What would you have gotten on Soviet Omega then, just out of curiosity?
I don't know. It would have been impossible to measure.
Alec?
Yeah, I think it really comes down to... I haven't seen Nevis as much either, so that definitely takes away from the fact that Ave hasn't been around recently, and I'm pretty sure Nevis still owes a bunch of us posters of Left 4 Dead, so until those get out, no fucking User of the Year votes for him.
Okay, then. Fulmo might be an expert on this one. Communist Koala, probably the biggest storyline of Round 2, dominates N-Girl with a 64%. Fool, do you think this is pretty much a product of Board A Chat, or would you say maybe it's N-Girl's mod status, or a mixture, or something else?
Well, Koala isn't really that big on the chat. I don't,
I see him there once in a while,
If I would list, my top 20 or 25, he wouldn't even be on there. But I'm definitely thinking it's anti-moderator against N-Girl. Which is, it's fair.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be a big deal if she didn't flaunt it.
Yeah, exactly. She defends moderators way too much.
Yeah, that's where TRE, unless someone's asking a direct question about moderators, he doesn't really step in too much.
Oh, yeah. He's good for info, but he doesn't bear down on you or anything.
He'll also let you get away with stuff if you ask him to, whereas I think N-Girl will say, that's going to get you moderated, but I'm not the one who's going to do it.
Yeah, it's and then, of course, she's the one that does it.
Don't be a puss, N-Girl. That's the moral of the story, I guess.
We'll treat you nicely, though, if you come on the podcast.
Yeah, we'll show you a good time, as we showed Ryoko and Deidre. They all had good times.
Deidre still remembers that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll get to Deidre later.
Yeah.
Icehawk with 61% on numbers/dragon. Is this a decent recovery performance or a weak one?
Yeah, that's really weak.
Yeah, it's pretty weak.
No, I'm screwed. All right. Now that's out of the way. C-Test tops Big Punch. Big win for him. Has he escaped his he cut his hair. UEL's done, and he's on a new
pack. He's in Board 8 chat. And I think
this one is a more subtle Board 8 chat effect here, because C-Test is he's kind of lame on the board, always these user contests, but on the chat he's pretty cool, so sure that was the thing.
He's definitely a likable guy, so you think it's the Board 8 chat? I also think a couple years removed from UUL, the users from UUL era are starting to recover some of their rep, as people forget the wounds. Although Spike Dragon tried to reopen some of those wounds. We'll get to that later. Boko with 90% on Soviet Omega. Neon says he doesn't care because his what he would have done to Soviet Omega couldn't be statistically quantified. So
yeah, and I said that Boko probably underperformed for Boko. Boko should have done better on Soviet Omega.
I still can't believe Soviet Omega advanced.
A lot of people in the chat were saying that they didn't even know he was some sick freak.
He's been
because
quiet
he sometimes tries to just talk about laptops and shit like that. But then I think I railroaded him pretty well in the chat.
He's a weird mix. When I see him in random sci-fi topics, at this point I can't take him seriously. But he knows a lot about sci-fi and stuff. But
yeah, he'd be normal if he didn't want to move to Mexico because he could probably get away with raping 10-year-olds. Those are his words, not mine.
Ulti with a 76% on Durandy, I think. Yeah. Did he prove himself there as a top 20 guy, or does he still need to be tested? And, I guess it's a little bit of spoilers because we know what's going on in round 3, but do you guys think he's pretty much proved himself as an elite force, or is it still the weak competition?
Top 20, but probably maybe talk of him being a favorite to win it all might die down a little bit.
He he's not getting the hate that I really thought he might end up getting. If you look through here,
he's lashing out against Marvel versus Capcom 3 right now. That's going to be his undoing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
But it's very popular, and he is now on the hate train.
You know, I wouldn't doubt Ulti. I'm sure somehow, somewhere, he knows what he's doing.
I don't doubt it.
You know, I was
just
sure.
Just he knows what he's doing.
I was sure there were all these users.
Hey, on his Facebook, is he saying? Yeah. On his Facebook, is Ulti trolling Marvel versus Capcom 3?
I don't think he's mentioned it on Facebook.
Bring on Fulmo every week for Ulti Facebook Watch.
Yes.
he hasn't done much recently.
Angelo, meanwhile, barely beats Biscuit. We have a reason for this. I haven't even seen Biscuit post all that much this year. Fulmo.
Angelo what?
Angelo barely beat Biscuit, and he underperformed.
Okay, Angelo's in B8 Anime, and while B8 Anime is far inferior to Board 8 Chat, there's still a group of users. Biscuit, what is it? I only know Biscuit because I play Team Fortress with him. I haven't seen him on the board really.
Grouchy.
Yeah, Biscuit, I mean, he plays, or at least he used to play Xbox Live a lot, so he's probably got some people in there. But
yeah, he's on Marvel.
He's a wrestling guy, too.
And I think, I haven't paid any attention, but apparently Angelo is being, like, Lady Ashish and a dick now or something.
He's not really that big of a dick. Like, he's definitely not Mr. Nice Guy anymore.
Well,
but
I don't fucking know about this. This is just what I saw the other night during, what, the draft or whatever. Somebody...
It's what the testicles told him.
Why are you even on this show, Alec? You don't even know what you're talking about.
He's the one who's recording. Don't piss him off.
Oh, shit. My bad. All right. RPG Lord, meanwhile. So basically with Angelo, it's more Angelo than Biscuit being anything, correct?
Probably.
Both. I don't know. Biscuit is barely beat Biscuit. Yeah, that is a little puzzling because even with... I guess it is a sign of the times that Angelo's claim to fame was his sparkling, bright little personality, and now he's becoming one with Lady Ash.
All right.
That's true.
We need like a journalistic investigation on Angelo's change. Maybe hire Vlado or something.
I would do it if I wasn't lazy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I'm sure he could do a lot of great things with his board, Neon. But instead, you won user of the year with little one-liners that
maybe
you repeat.
Maybe if I was like 17 and had no and wasn't getting laid or something, but I don't know.
But you're 20 and not getting laid, so
I'm like 33 and I have a child on the way.
That's Neon. Okay.
RPG Lord does decently against Tom. Is Tom weakening or is Nick Spence just a legit force fool?
Same thing. Look, it's all Board A-Chat. But Nick Spence also has, podcast hype. Because he's been on a bunch of shows and, like, everyone loves him when he goes on the shows. So I think that's part of it, too.
Yeah, he had a big performance on the show near the end of the year. And, like, Ulti vouched for him and made a big deal out of him.
There needs to be a vouch list. We need to get that list.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, we need to know what is Ulti vouch.
He vouches everything.
Okay.
He doesn't vouch Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
I don't think I've been vouched. He did vouch it before, but now not anymore.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Off the vouch list.
Meanwhile, Regaro doubles Ramte and looks set to be the top rookie of the year. I think he might actually already be the top rookie of the year, because I'm not sure if anyone else knew, even in round three. So is this Regaro or is this Ramte, basically? Regaro didn't have the greatest round one, so I'm kind of just leaning towards it's Ramte, but I do think Regaro has at least a shot of advancing. Alec?
I think Regaro is solid. I think it's a mix of both when it comes down to it. I think that Reg definitely has a solid chance this round, but I think that the percentages that he won by may have been based on opponent. So.
Okay. And Hana the Neko somehow beats Kool-Aid Shadow. I thought Kool-Aid was getting pretty popular. Is this racism, Neon?
48 chat.
48 chat. Fool.
Yeah, he's come in and talked about his girlfriend woes.
Yeah. Yeah, like the chat eats up that girlfriend stuff so much.
Yeah, the one time I saw Han in the chat, though, he was just like, kept trying to like, I think it was the middle of a live show of some sort, and he was just kept trying to get people to like talk about him on the show, and like no one was listening to him, and I was like, kind of weird dude.
Also, Han has this school story that he's writing, so I think some people are hyped about that, but he's not really getting any progress on it, so I don't know.
I want maybe more fucking small smiles.
Yeah, small smiles.
But the thing is that I didn't see this as like a big upset because while I really like Kool-Aid, I mean, where does he post really outside of kind of the contest topics? And especially since the contest ended, I've barely seen him around at all. So, I mean, Han, he plays Mafia, he does some projects, he's in Board 8 chat, and Kool-Aid, I mean, he doesn't get himself out there.
I know of Kool-Aid, and I don't really care about the contest, so I don't know. He gets himself out there at least some point. But yeah, I haven't seen him as much lately, for sure, I think. All right, so let's move on to round three predicts, although the first division is already moving on, so we'll just talk about that. Right now we have Vulch in the lead with 300 points, Ulti in second, Menji holding on to third, Lopen in fourth, Jackal in fifth, Angelo in sixth, and that seems to be like pretty much the main six. Yeah, it's pretty. Volch is definitely a superstar now. Can we all agree on that?
Yeah.
Ulti's legit. Menji in third. Do you guys see that lasting, or did he just get a good spurt?
That's going to go down, I think.
You think? Well, the one thing about Menji is he's always been kind of a force on the board, but then he had like contest trolling that kind of held him back. He's cut down that, so he might be getting more popular. And yeah, Lopin has somewhat limited fan base. Jackal does too. Angelo's lost some heat. Menji could hold on to third. I could see it. I don't know, though. Jackal and Angelo seems to be the big war for fifth. It's definitely
interesting. I don't know who I would pick.
I mean, right now, Jackal's closer to Lopin than he is to Angelo. So, I mean, Angelo could make a push to get into this, but it looks like it's kind of going to be more of the Lopin versus Jackal versus Menji, because they're all really close to each other right now. It's a really tight pack in there.
Well, I like them all. I hope they all get to go.
Have the anime guys voted yet? Like Lee Souls, Aya. I don't think I saw them vote. So
yeah, after all the Board 8 anime fear that there was, like I heard about before this started, they don't seem to have really gotten their big guys to do that well.
Yeah, they don't seem to vote very much.
There is no Board 8 anime fear. It's just propaganda. Like Board 8 chat has the real force.
Fuck yeah, Board 8 chat.
Well, you have repped Board 8 chat quite.
But I think a big loss this year as a heroic gamer raid decided that the Board 8 anime was better, so he doesn't chat in the Board 8 chat anymore.
Oof.
Who is that? Who cares? Heroic
gamer raid? Oh,
okay. He's some guy.
He's grouchy. Yeah.
You've described two anime people as grouchy today, I think.
They're grouchy.
They're all just grouchy in there. Just talking about anime and just being grouchy about their lives.
Zell, same thing. Grouchy. Yeah,
grouchy. Neon, you watch anime. Would you say you're grouchy?
I love anime, personally. I hope the anime guys hear that. Just so you know. I might not talk about it that much, but it's all I do.
All right, Division 2. Yep. I have Dante number 1, Lox number 2, yep. Lefty number 3, Endgamer number 4, Commodore number 5, and then Quala and Sess looking in. What do you guys got?
Before, just a question. Did people continue the close your account Endgamer votes in the last round, or did that die off in round 2?
Seemed to die off. Endgamer did. Endgamer had a weak opponent, as I recall, but he handled him quite nicely.
This is kind of tough because you would almost think that Calm would be up higher.
Yeah, Calm. You know, we have.
I think you get a lot more high votes.
Dante and Lox in the top 2 spots seems pretty certain. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Dante got like upset. But from there, it's like Lefty, Endgamer, Commodore, Koala, Sus are all pretty. Are guys I could see going either way. I don't see
Koala getting the fan base to get in there, and Sess is gonna get too many.
Sess has too many anti votes. Yeah,
but they've both done well, so that's just why they're a little.
This is round of death.
Yep, that's true.
I wouldn't be surprised if Endgamer didn't make it.
Yeah, Endgamer or even Lefty. I
mean, oh yeah, either one.
Just because Calm might have a better fan base, and
I have no idea what Lefty necessarily does on the board outside of User of the Year season posting topics. In fact, Ed gave me responsibility to post the topic today, and Lefty bugged me about it. I think he lost some of his purpose when Ed did that, so I just let him post the topic.
Yeah, he manages the stats, and I think Ed really likes that because he does a good job with it. So
I gave him that division name though. What do you guys think? A
plus. What is it?
Owning this division by accident.
It's funny because he's not owning it. Volch is.
No, he's not. Must be an accident. Volch is owning it by accident. Duh.
Every time Volch talks, his User of the Year stock goes up.
It's all part of the plan.
All right, Division 3. I have Fetus number 1, Murr number 2, the unpredictable Andrea number 3. Football in 4, and Rookie of the Year Regaro at number 5 with TRE and Coffee looking in. You guys disagree with anything there?
Yeah. I think TRE makes it. I think Football and might be on the outside. I think if you switch TRE and football.
Football's looked pretty decent so far. He competed with Lopen and me in round one. He handled Ash quite well in round two.
Man.
It's kind of hard for me. I mean, I think Fetus should be number one in that division because he's probably the best user in there, and Mur will get mad when he hears that. But it's kind of hard because Fetus doesn't really... Although he's been posting a lot more recently, I kind of feel that coming out on top here is going to be hard for him just because he hasn't been around as much. I mean, he's been in Board 8 chat a lot, so I guess that'll make up for it. But compared to last year at this time, I feel when he was around a lot more, and I don't think he did. He won his division last year, so.
Well, how about this, Fool? Who do you think takes more B8 chat factor, Fetus or Mur?
Mur, for sure.
You think? Interesting.
But they're close. They're both near the top.
I don't see Mur in nearly as much, but he dominates it more when he's in there.
Yeah, every time Mur is there, he's the center of attention.
Okay. So yeah, that's another interesting division. Division 4, one of the possibly the toughest division, in fact. I have Rusty in first, Exa in second, Alec in third, myself in fourth, and I have Combat Carl getting fifth while Smart Guy and Frock are looking.
Carl over Icehawk.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's going to be tough because Carl's... Oh, well, Rusty's a big chat stat, Board 8 chat guy, too, so... I don't know. You got a couple days, Icehawk.
Getting that chat. I'm going to be chatting it up. I'm going to be rising
and
up the chat.
Just make sure you're friends with everybody. Don't just go in there and piss everyone off.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, Violet Lizard. That's a great post.
I'm an asshole by nature. What am I supposed to do?
I know. Play the game.
Fool, you have any tips for how to win over the chat?
Well, I think at this point it's too late.
No.
Yeah.
Damn.
And, like, nothing you do will seem genuine anyways.
No, I can seem genuine.
When has Icehawk ever seen genuine?
I'll be so blatantly not genuine that they'll think I'm genuine.
I think that could work, actually.
There we go.
Talk about your own personal problems. Don't, like, insult other people. That might be the way to go.
Should I, like, pretend I've
The second you start interacting with people, you're just going to put them down. I think if you start saying, oh, like, this girl broke up with me, and blah, 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 they might eat it up.
Should I start coming out about MMA girl? Is that what you're telling me, Neon?
Yes.
Should I start telling the world about her and how she broke my heart?
Yeah. Broke my heart.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Well,
am I ready to open myself up to this board the way
Division 4 is in a few days?
Dude,
I don't know, man.
Just
all
be
right.
Completely inept with women in there, and that'll start a fight between Rilo and anybody else who is there. And somehow, in contrast, you'll look better. So.
And just post a picture of a good-looking girl.
See, Alec knows how it works.
So instead, you guys aren't giving me girl advice. You're giving me advice on how to get girl advice in order to do better in News of the Year.
Yes.
Am I right there? Okay. Just checking. All right. Division 5. We have a pretty top-heavy division here with Icon in first, I have. Neon in second. Chris in third. Tom in fourth. And in a pretty close race for fifth, I have DP pulling it off. What do you guys got? And I've been sent Kleenex on the outside.
Top fours. I could see myself in any one of those spots.
Tom looked, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see Tom being number one.
Tom seems number four. He seems slated in for number four.
Yeah.
But between top three, that whole top three can move around a lot. But Icon seems like the favorite to win it all. Now he's got the big feud with Vlado on his resume.
Yeah.
That's always a good thing.
I don't know if Vlado was trying to help him out, but he sure did.
Vlado secretly goes against the people he wants to win. It's all his plan.
And then DP Obliv.
DP seems like the solid fifth place over Vincent.
Yeah. I know you said the other day you didn't think he was going to do that well, but I think he's got some Board 8 chat.
He's been boosted. There's no denying. He's been, ever since he like kind of became more active, he's gotten right back close to his old levels.
What would be really cool is if Mia's newbie got every single plus one. That's what I would like to
say. I don't know. He's in the same division as the racist, aka the Rock.
Yeah, well, I'd take a racist over a child fucker.
Especially with your kids coming, man. Newbie, even more. All right, in Division 6, we had as the drawing was going on, we had a pretty compelling division of like upper mid-card users, and it would be interesting to see who won the division. Then Ed Bellis decided to be a douche and entered himself in. So Ed Bellis number one. I'll take Cokes at number two. Lysel at number three. Okay. Krasty at four, and I have Fulmo taking the wild card spot with Abe and Shine on the outside. Fool, how do you feel about your chances?
I think I have a good chance for 3 to 5 anywhere in there.
I'm gonna Krasty,
I wouldn't be surprised if I got five, but
I feel like Cokes is a solid pick for number two. Yeah, between Lysel, Krasty, Fool, and Abe, I feel like it definitely could go all over the place.
I'm putting Fulmo above Houston. Krasty right here. So,
yeah, I don't feel like I see Krasty that much, but he's been really good so far. So I'm just going with the X stats, if you will. And Division 7, I have Ryoko winning it. She looks strong, as usual. FFD in second, Drake in third, Rilo in fourth, and Sep taking the fifth spot over Kupo and Silvercross.
Who is missing in this division?
This one.
Yeah, there's someone missing. Oops, I don't know who. Oh, well. I'm sure they're not important. Or they might be.
Well, just looking at what we have here, Silvercross has got a little momentum going now.
I'd love to see Silvercross doing well. My bias almost put him in the top five, but I don't know. He's still kind of recently came back. He doesn't have that momentum, but he's, like, for that long of time.
Yeah, he could take that five spot. We'll see. We'll see how he performs in the chat this week.
Yep, it's all about the chat stats this week. If you want to do better, get in there and talk about girl problems. That's what we figured out. Worked for Honda the Neckos, it can work for you. All right. So yeah, pretty interesting stuff in News of the Year. Round three definitely looks pretty good, as usual. All right. Alec, mark what time this is so we can separate this.
I have no fucking clue.
Well, no, you don't have to do anything. Just mark what on your recording.
Right,
on your recording, just see what.